I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by Veterinarians.org. There are many kinds of dog shampoos, some for getting rid of fleas, some for dogs with dry skin, some made specially for puppies, and the list goes on. But what if your doggo comes in covered in mud just after you've used the last drop of his shampoo? Should you just hose him off with water the best you can? Or can you grab the bottle from your own shower to lather him up? While an occasional bath with human shampoo should be okay, it should not be something you do regularly. This is because human and dog skin have different pH levels. Human shampoos are formulated to support an acid mantle of a lower skin pH balance. The acid mantle is the top layer of skin that protects it from infections and dehydration. The acidic nature of shampoos for humans erodes the dog's acid mantle. Unless your dog has allergies or skin problems, one bath won't affect it much, but more frequent use will result in dryness, rashes, irritation, and infections. Plus, human shampoos may contain additives that are harmful to dogs. If you have baby shampoo on hand, it would be a better option since it has a more neutral pH and is usually fragrance-free. An even better option, though, is to make a shampoo using common household products. You could take some dish soap and dilute it with water and a little white vinegar. It's not recommended you use this option regularly either, since dish soap is made to strip oils from surfaces, so it could dry out your dog's skin. If you don't need the lathering effect of the dish soap, you could combine 1 cup of apple cider vinegar with 4 cups of tap water. Apply it to his body and allow it to dry. It's actually more beneficial if it's left on his coat as opposed to rinsing it off. And if you just need to remove a stench from your fur baby, try mixing 3 tablespoons of baking soda with 1 liter of regular water and use the mixture to wash your dog. You can pour the mixture directly on your dog's fur or put it in a spray bottle for more even spreading. The alkaline pH of baking soda is a great deodorizer, especially when it comes to removing urine odors. Just make sure not to put it on his face because it could irritate his eyes. And don't let him lick himself until it's thoroughly rinsed because it could cause some pretty disgusting stomach issues if he ingests it. Plain cornstarch or baking soda can be used if he just needs a dry bath. Just sprinkle it and work it into his fur. Then give him a good brushing. These are all good alternatives, but remember that dog shampoo is what is specifically formulated for dogs, so try to only use these when there is no alternative. Then make a special note to go grab that dog shampoo before he needs another bath. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.